Parshas Hazinu. The Zohar in this week's parasha and the pasukim Te'eu Be'eretz Midbar V'Soyu Yileil Yeshimoin talks about the idea of that a doctor is obligated to heal those that are sick. And the Zohar says, maybe if the Ribbono Shel Olam made the person sick, so maybe nobody should get involved. Nobody should intervene. Hashem made the person sick, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the person to be sick. So maybe nobody should heal him. Says the Zohar, no. There's a pasuk that says, in Tehillim, David HaMelech says, Ashrei Maskil El Dol. Dol, says the Zohar, a poor person in the reference of a poor person in this pasuk is a person that's sick. He's hungry for his health. And Ashrei Maskil El Dol, David HaMelech said, lucky is a person that goes and helps such a person. So the Zohar says, a doctor is surely allowed to. And not only is a doctor allowed to, if a doctor goes ahead and heals and is oisik to heal a sick person, he'll be zayicha to get beracha, special beracha from the Eibishter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives berachas to all people that are mishtadil, to help out the choyla. And the Zohar says that the doctor should go ahead and do whatever he could to contain the sickness, to contain the disease, to get rid of the disease, to give him medicine. But on the other hand, he has to be careful to not make any mistake. It's something that a doctor has to take very seriously. There could be very serious repercussions if he's negligent with the way he takes care of the choyla, with the way he takes care of the one that's sick. And then the Zohar ends off with something very interesting. The Zohar says that a wise doctor should do what he can to be merapet, to heal the guf of the person that's a choyla. Zok the Zohar, and if he's not matzliach, if he can't go ahead and heal the person's guf, he should go ahead and give a refuah to his neshama. He should be mishtadil and the refuah of the neshama of the person that's sick. And such a doctor, Zok the Zohar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mishtadil to give him beracha in Olam Hazeh and in Olam Haba. So the beautiful Zohar in this week's parasha that talks about the idea that there's a chiyuv for a doctor to heal. And it's an unbelievable chash of a mitzvah for a doctor to heal. And with that in mind, I would like to discuss today, in today's shir, about this chiyuv, the sources of this chiyuv for a doctor to heal. And once we come to an understanding that the doctor has a chiyuv to heal, then to discuss, if that's the case, what is the heter? Under what premises is a doctor allowed to charge for his services? So the Gemara, Masechta Bava Kama, Daf Pehe Amud Aleph, says, Detani Debi B'Shmuel Oimer, that the Gemara says, V'yirapa yirapa, the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim says, the doctor should heal. From there we see that a doctor has permission to heal. So it's interesting, the Zohar brought down a Pasuk in Tehillim. The Gemara brings down a Pasuk in Chumash, that a doctor is allowed to heal. That would only tell us that a doctor is allowed to heal. A doctor is allowed to intervene. He shouldn't say, well, the Ribbono Shel Olam put it here, so maybe he shouldn't intervene. Actually, there is one case when we have that human intervention is asur, and that is by tzaras. When it comes to mitzayir tzaras, there's an isur, yishamer binega tzaras, a person is not allowed to cut off a nega tzaras. Human intervention there is a iser. A person that has tzaras must go to a kayan and deal with it like the halachas of the Torah. The Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph says, "Min gufo minayin l'reyes chaveh yutaveh benar." The Gemara says, how do I know that if you see somebody sinking in the river, the mechuyev to save him? And the Gemara there brings down a pasuk of Hashem Vayisoyloi, that we learn from a pasuk that just like there's a din of Hashavas Avedo, they are mechuyev to return a lost article, monetary article, of your friend, so too, you're mechuyev to go ahead and return the health of another person. You're mechuyev to heal somebody. That's also, we learn from that Joshua that avedas gufoy, if the person's body is becoming lost, is getting destroyed, he has a choyli, that it's a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv for somebody else to help him out. So in other words, there's two drashas. One drasha tells us, v'yirapi, that the doctor is allowed to do such a thing. But even if I know the doctor is allowed to, how do I know the doctor is mechuyev to, that there's a mitzvah, that he's a chiyuv to go and do it? So that, the drasha of Vashivoisoiloi tells us that he's mechuyev to do. It's a mitzvah and a doctor to go ahead and heal the person that's sick. There's an interesting Amarat Chiyus in Mesech Tabava Kamet Af Peheh Amar Aleph that wonders why the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh, they don't bring down this drosh of the Yirapa Yirapa. The Gemara told us that a doctor is allowed to heal because Yirapa Yirapa. The Pasuk says, Yirapa Yirapa, from here you see a doctor is allowed to heal. Frekt Amarat Chiyus, the Rambam writes that is a chiyuv for a doctor to heal. But he doesn't bring down this pasuk, v'yirapa yirapa. So the Torah Tmima on that pasuk, v'yirapa yirapa, brings down this kash of the Maratz Chiyus on the Rambam. And he says, one pshat he says, you could say it's machlokes and drashas, machlokes and manda amrim. One man d'omer makes the drasha v'yirapi yirapi, one man d'omer makes the drasha from v'ashi v'yisoyloi, which in a certain sense, perhaps there's a shtikal raya from the Zohar that we mentioned. The Zohar also did not bring down the pasuk v'yirapi yirapi. The Zohar brought down a different pasuk, Ashri maskil eldol, from a pasuk in Tehillim. That's where the Zohar brought a raya that a doctor is allowed to intervene and a doctor is allowed to heal and get involved. Be that as it may, the Torah Tmima says a different teretz also. Says the Torah Tmima that, very simple, the Rambam mentioned the halacha that we learn from Vashi Vaisalei. Vashi Vaisalei, it's a chiyuv for a doctor to heal. So the Torah Tmima, once I learned that there's a chiyuv, once the Rambam spoke out that there's a chiyuv, if there's a chiyuv for a doctor to heal, so certainly he's allowed to heal. It's the Chlal Masai Mona. Once he told us he's mechuyev to heal, obviously he's allowed to heal. So the Torah Tmima says it could be really you need the two together. Vashivaisalei would tell you help out another person, but maybe if human intervention is aser for somebody that's sick, even though you're supposed to also help the person out of the river, but don't heal a chayli that he has. Don't get involved. Don't intervene if he has a chayli. Don't mix in into the Rabbi Yerushalayim's business. But once I know that he's allowed to heal, so that I need to have one drasha to tell us a doctor is allowed to heal, and then together with, now that a doctor is allowed to heal, together with Vashi Vaisala, he's mechuyev to heal. So Yirapi would only tell us he's allowed to, Vashi Vaisala tells us he's mechuyev to, and the two together is what tells us that a doctor is allowed to and mechuyev to. Only with the two together, you need to have actually both drashas. It's interesting. Another interesting point is that we saw that the Gemara brought down one drasha to allow a doctor to heal, and the Zayar had a different drasha to tell us to allow us to allow a doctor to heal. In a similar vein, we have different Rishonim that have other sources for the chiyuv of a doctor to heal. The Ramban in the Sefer Torah Sa'odom Shara Sakana says a doctor is mechuyev to heal because of v'ohavta l'rayecha kamaycha. The Ramban ala Torah says that it's included in the pasuk v'cheyochicha. Mechuyev to give chiyus to your brother, not just monetary help to your brother, but save him from Esakana, which Lechaya means also healing him from when he's sick. The Rajba in Tayas Habayis, Simin Samach Sifches, says that it's a mitzvah of a chaybaim. So, be that as it may, I think all the Rishayim agree, everyone agrees that there's allowance for a doctor to heal. And not only an allowance for a doctor to heal, but even a chiyuv mitzvah on a doctor to heal. Now this brings us to another discussion. The Mishnah and Gemara in Masechet Bechorot tells us that when somebody has a mitzvah to do something, so they're not allowed to charge for the mitzvah. We have a similar sugya like by Hashavas Aveda. Person has a mitzvah to be Tayreach and do Hashavas Aveda, to return an Aveda to his friend. So he can't charge for doing the Hashavas Aveda. The Gemara and Shulchan Aruch talk about that if he has losses, he's allowed to charge for the missed work. If he had to take off work from some other job to go ahead and do Hashavas Aveda, so he's allowed to charge for that. But, so that's to replace whatever he lost. But if he wasn't going to be doing anything anyways, he wasn't going to be earning money anyways, so he's not allowed to charge for the act of Hashavas Aveda. It's a mitzvah. Just like you don't earn money for shaking lulav, you don't earn money for hearing shofar, you don't earn money for putting on tefillin, for wearing tzitzis. So too, it's a mitzvah. You're doing it because it's Hashem's mitzvah. So too, when you return an aveda, you're doing it because it's Hashem's mitzvah, and you're not allowed to charge for doing Hashem's mitzvah. A dayan, who's paskins on a din tayr, he can't charge for being for adjudicating a din tayr. Unless he has losses, so all discussions, maybe later Dairis, different discussions, why and how, but the dinim today are allowed to charge, how they're able to charge, what are they charging for, it could be they're charging because, if not so, they would have had another job. That will be our discussion, Bez Hashem. That's a whole nother discussion that will relate to the discussion that we'll have later here today about a doctor. So this brings us to a discussion. Now that we established that a doctor has a chiyuv to heal somebody who's sick, so therefore, we can ask, what heter is there for a doctor to charge? Because when it's a mitzvah, usually you're not allowed to charge. So you're allowed to charge if you lost out on another job. You're allowed to charge for the expenses that you incurred, but my understanding is most doctors are making a living, and a lot of them are making a nicer parnasa even than other areas of parnasa, than other forms of parnasa. And what is the heter then for them to earn such money? To charge the patient, and even if they're only billing insurance, but if they wouldn't bill the insurance, they would bill the patient. So what heter is there for them to charge? Now, on the other side of the coin, this concept that a doctor charges for his services, that's the Gemara already tells us this concept. The Gemara says, Roifu umen tikra uschar harbe titoil. Halashen ha-Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin daf tzadi aleph amid aleph is that you'll be called an expert doctor and you'll get a lot of money. A different Gemara, a Gemara Masechet Bava Kama daf pehe amid aleph. The Gemara there says, Asya demogin bimogin, Asya demogin bimogin mogin shalva. The Gemara says, if a doctor heals for free or cheap, it's worth nothing. So the Gemara there is really relaying this concept that it was an old thing that a doctor would charge. And in one place, the Gemara even says, Schar harbe titol, get a lot of money. And this brings us to a question. What is the heter? Is there a heter for a doctor to charge for his services? So the Ramban in Sefer Torah, so Adam Shai HaMechush, talks about this. And the Ramban says that a doctor is not allowed to charge for his chokhmah. The doctor is only allowed to charge schar batala if he had another job. He took off his other job. So the schar batala he's allowed to charge for. He could charge for his tircha. Anybody would be toireyach if he has to travel there. The tircha involved. But what's more, that what if he can only charge the same amount of money a person would charge for schlepping a package. If somebody schleps a package for somebody else, they weren't, let's say, mechuyev to do so. So it's a chesed, but they weren't mechuyev to do so. So listen, you could charge to mow somebody's lawn, you could charge to carry a package, so you could charge that amount of money, but you can't charge for the expenses and for that type of money, but you can't charge more than that. You can't charge exorbitant fees just because it's a specialty, it's a chachma that you are able to heal somebody. However, says the Ramban, and this is the big however, and this is a key point, a very, very important point that the Ramban says. Comes the Ramban, and the Ramban says, however, if the doctor made a condition with the chayla before he healed the chayla, if initially the doctor makes up with the chayla that the chayla is going to have to pay him more than schar batala, more than the regular tircha, plus there were really other doctors available. He's not the only doctor that's able to heal. So then he's allowed to charge even a large amount for his services. So again, the Ramban says when there's two conditions met, A, that the doctor made this upmach with the chayla beforehand. B, that there were other doctors that could have done it. Meaning that Verzogt, who says this doctor has the chiyuv to do it. You're right. There's a yid that has a tzayrich, there's a yid that needs help, needs medical help. And he needs somebody to pitch in. He needs another yid to come to his bedside to help him and to save him. But who says Shmerel? Who says Dr. Shmerel? Many doctors. There's Shmerel, there's Yankel, there's Beryl. Who said Shmerel has to do it? Let other people do it. So, in such types of cases, if he says the Ramban, then the doctor is allowed to charge even a high amount. The Ritva says no. The Ritva brings down this Ramban. And the Ritva says even if a person has these two conditions that the Ramban talked about, a person still is not allowed to charge extra. He's only allowed to charge that basic amount that we talked about earlier. Then there's a third shita that goes the other way around. The Toisus Rebbe Yehuda Achosin Mesechta Brachas Tav Samacha Amar Aleph, it's also a Tosfos HaRosh over there, and they both say, in the name of the Rimi Orleans, they say, we said earlier, there's a drasha v'rapa yirapi. He said there's a drasha that a doctor is allowed to go ahead and heal. V'rapa yirapi. Says the Rimi Orleans, the Torah was mechadesh tos. That the Torah said v'rapa yirapi, the Torah was not simply saying that he's allowed to heal, but the Torah was saying he's allowed to heal for money. V'rapo yirapo, included in v'rapo yirapo, that is that he's allowed to heal for money. According to that, I mean, Vashi Voiselei says that there's a chiyuv on the doctor to heal, and then v'rapo yirapo says, besides for that there's a chiyuv to heal, but he's allowed to charge. It's an allowance to charge money. Okay, so we have three shittas. On the one side, we have the Ritva that says a doctor is never allowed to charge large amounts. On the other hand, we have, on the other side of the coin, we have the Riyah Chosid and the Tosafot Rosh in the name of the Rimur leans that a doctor is always allowed to charge. And then the Ramban is in the middle that he's only allowed to charge these large amounts if two conditions are met. So it's a three-way Machlaikis HaRishayim. How do we paskin? So what's the halacha? So the Tor in Yoyerdeya Simin Shin Lamed Vov, Si'ifim Gimel and Dalid, the Tor brings down the sheet of the Ramban that says when the two conditions are met, he's allowed to charge. The Dachim Moshe there, in the Tor, brings down the Ritva. He says, the Ritva says that even then, the doctor is not allowed to charge. Come Shulchan Aruch, and Shulchan Aruch just brings down the opinion of the Ramban, and therefore it's Kepaskin and Shulchan Aruch like the Ramban. So in other words, Shulchan Aruch says that a doctor is allowed to charge, but only if there are two conditions. A, he made up this upmach with the patient initially, and B, there were other doctors available, there were other doctors able to do it. So, for many cases, there are other doctors available, and that, in many, many situations, when there's other doctors available, so the doctor could charge. And by the way, when we talk about medical help and refuas haguf, the chayra included in this is what we have today, so many different areas of medicine. When we say healing somebody, we don't just mean the doctor giving advice which medicine to take. We don't just mean making a surgery. We don't just mean making a procedure. Probably included in all of this would be a social worker working with a patient, and a physical therapist working with a patient, and maybe a dietitian working with a patient, and the list might go on and on of so many things that are medical help that would fall into this category. It's a mitzvah v'ashevoisoiloi, it's a mitzvah to help the person. And unless we could figure out how, according to halacha, he's allowed to charge, he wouldn't be allowed to charge. So again, so Shulchan Aruch says, if he makes up this condition initially, which probably that's basically what doctors do, does it's clear that the patient is going to have to pay. Plus there were other doctors really available, so then he's allowed to charge. But what about if he's the only one in the whole city that knows this type of procedure? Or at this time or day, or whatever the situation was, they were caught up in a situation when there was no other doctor available. So those cases, even the Ramban agrees the doctor is not allowed to charge. So is that so? Is there any way a doctor would be allowed to charge in such situations? So the Sefer Toyas HaYeledes, Madura Chadosh, it's page Tav Zayin and Tav Ches, brings down her Oris from Reb Chaim Pincha Scheinberg. He said that in a Chanami, it has to fit into this rule that there were other doctors available. And in a Chanami, if it's a type of procedure, if it's a type of thing that this is the only doctor that's cut out, that he knows how to do it, maybe very leishchiach, but v'yamol, you know, there are certain doctors, there are professionals, that he's the only one in the field that people would rely on, that are able to do it. So his ma'ila ends up being a chasarin. His ma'ila, that he's so unique, will make it that now he can't charge too much for his services. On the other hand, there is a tshuva of Reb Moshe and Igris Moshe. And Reb Moshe says, the reason why doctors are allowed to charge a lot in our days, Zokter Moshe, it's considered, says it's a very interesting thing. It's a little like Schar Batala, but the Yisoid of Reb Moshe is, says Reb Moshe Feinstein, the doctor, he went into the field Aldas. He went ahead and he studied medicine. He gave away years of his life spent and invested tremendous amounts of money. Adaita dohochi, that he'll be able to charge. And it's the rotzei natzibur. The tzibur wants that there should be hamish doctors that are going to be able to be merape, that people could trust, that people will be confident, that they'll know what they're doing. It's worth it for the tzibur. It's sort of an agreement, Zokt Reb Moshe, that this doctor is going to go into the field for the te'elas of the tzibur, adaita dohochi, that the tzibur will take a pay the nice fee of what makes sense for a doctor to charge. So, Reb Moshe says it's das b'nei adam, it was adaita dohochi. The reason why he's allowed to charge is because the doctor was adaita dohochi, that he went into the field and he put himself and exerted himself to learning the whole mikzaya, adaita dohochi, that people will pay him ischar hogun, a very nice salary. The Nishmas Avram brings down the Epshleim Azam and Oyerbach had another knetch, had another point. Epshleim Azam and Oyerbach said a different vort. Epshleim Azam said, it's beged eschar batol, that a doctor that he's healing, let's say, Yiddish patients, let's say his clientele is Yiddish patients, but he could just as easily take a job in a different hospital, in a different place, in a different location. Indeed, he could open up an office and serve as goyim. Since he has such an ability and make the same profits by servicing goyim, so whatever he can make from servicing goyim, he could go ahead and charge yidden, even though it's a nice high amount, because that's considered schar batol. If it won't fit the criteria of the Ramban, and he doesn't have any such ability, or the goyim don't pay that high, inuchanami, according to Pesleim Azalman, it wouldn't be mutter. I'll just end off with another couple of short points. And the Sefer Shiur Toyali Reifim, Yitzchak Zilberstein, writes that it's recommended that a person should at least offer and try to encourage the doctor to take money. Because we want that the doctor should be motivated. The mice of the tzibur needs doctors. That much, Sokhtir Yitzchak Zilberstein, if the doctor takes money, but minimal money, that's okay. There's an interesting discussion, the Gilgayni Ashas, Rabbi Yosef Engel, talks about maybe it's not chasidus, it might not be at all a praiseworthy behavior for a doctor to take nothing. Like we had earlier, the Gemara said, a doctor that heals for free is worth nothing. We want that the doctor should be motivated. We want that the doctor should also have a certain amount of achrayas. We want that the doctor should be taking some money. It's toivas hatzibur. It's good for us that they're getting paid. On the other hand, it's enough for them to take a little bit amount. For that, it might be enough to take a little bit. The Truas van Haggis, Moshe Sternbuch writes that if a doctor does take a large amount, it's not an isser. But Al Kapanim, we can't say he's getting a mitzvah. The mitzvah, the tremendous mitzvah that we talked about, is if he's doing it and even taking some basic amount. But if he's taking it and taking a large amount, Al Kapanim, we can't say it's the mitzvah gedoyla. It's still Isaac and Hatzalas Nefashis. It's a tremendous help. But we can't say, definitely it's not shaveh b'shaveh. If he's definitely losing out a certain amount of schar ha-mitzvah, if he's charging the high amount. Like we said, what comes out is that if he'll take a small amount, a minimal amount, it's mamish not taking away from his mitzvah. It takes a large amount, it takes it from his chai mitzvah. Not saying it's a wrong thing to do, but you just have to realize it's a parnasa. I mean, there's nothing wrong. I'm not saying there's something wrong with having a parnasa. There are lawyers out there that are making a parnasa, and there are people in real estate making parnasa. But it definitely is that nekuda that it's avdafke to iser. He has to support his family. It could be he has a lot of good causes that he needs to have money for. But al kapanim, it is a point that it will take away a little bit from the schar mitzvah. Al kapanim, what we see over here is that a doctor is allowed to heal. A doctor has a mitzvah to heal. A certain amount of money a doctor for sure could take, and he even should take. Then there were different etayim that we spoke about, how he could take a larger amount. And a doctor that does what he's supposed to do, like we saw in the Zayar, is zayicha to get the brachas from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zayar, will give him a bracha, ba'olam hazeh, uva'olam haba.